With the sport. This is Newsday from the BBC. I'm looking at a picture of our next guest standing in a forest hugging a tree. It's hardly surprising because he's the founder of a Danish organisation, the Growing Trees Network Foundation, which raises money to plant trees because trees are a good thing. Now, since we last spoke to Lars, who is coming up, they've got funds to plant 46 forests. They've got nearly 30 forests already in the ground. And Lars Heiselberg joins us again to talk about a couple of interesting ways that the virus pandemic is having an impact. Welcome back to the show, Lars. Thanks for talking to us on the line from Denmark. Tell us a bit. This surprised me, and I thought was rather nice. Tell us a bit about using trees as memorials, which is something that you're suggesting people do. Why?
Yes, good morning, everyone. And I would really love to answer that question. But first, please let me underline that the 29 forests planted by now was coming from the Teleton called Denmark Plant Trees, a climate Teleton called maybe the first in the world. And what I'm going to talk about now is a new initiative we by growingtrees.dk have reflected about a lot during the corona and the COVID-19 challenges, because it hits so hard all around the world. And we would love so much that people could share gratitude to everyone that have made difference in the time with corona. And it could be like whether one closed their shop, staying at home, keeping distance, and so on. But with corona, when it's hitting so hard all around the world, and in some countries terribly hard, we also lose a lot of people. And from our daily work, we have experience that is really wonderful for people when they come, when we invent a new forest. And they come, some of them, with undertakers who invite them to come after the funeral to plant trees to honor granddad or grandmom or whoever they lost. And they speak like, oh, mom, she would have loved this. Mm. She really loved nature. And she would be so happy with us planting trees now.
Oh, it's a beautiful idea. How much does it cost? I mean, how much would it cost? And is it something that you would expect people to get some sort of succor, some comfort from by physically being in a forest? Because this is an important part of your mindset, isn't it?
Yes. With the initiative after corona, what we call community forest, we will do it in Denmark. But with this interview, we also really like to reach out and invite and ask if other countries and other afforestations, NGOs, would like to make a similar approach, giving people the opportunities to share this gratitude and thanks, and also allow people to come and help plant with joy and also send the honor and make this living monuments.
And this is an interesting idea as well. Is this new, this idea of undertakers replacing the wood used in a coffin and also obviously quite frequently burnt in a coffin by replacing a tree, by planting another tree? Is that a new idea?
In Denmark, a coffin manufacturer started this initiative together with us in 2015. How it is around the world, unfortunately, I don't know, but I can state it's really wonderful. And the people in grief coming to plant the trees do it aside with other people that have donated trees to do something with the carbon emission or to help the biodiversity. And all people gather so well and really have a joyful day and share so much gratitude of being part of it in Denmark. So,
listen, let's not forget the trees and their role. Many thanks indeed for joining us again. Lars Heiselberg, if you go on their website, the Growing Trees Network Foundation, you'll find out how many trees they've planted in Denmark. It's more than a million. But also, and I'm sorry we didn't have time to talk about this, how many trees they've planted in Ghana as well.